Last year was the first for the multi-day count strategy because of COVID-19. Coalition for Homelessness Intervention and Prevention, or CHIP, Executive Director Chelsea Herring-Cozy says the count found 1,928 people experiencing homelessness, the most in a decade.
Part of what we attribute that to is the methodology change, that we had more time to go out and kind of find people and connect with people and survey people.
Monday, January 24 is the night people will be asked about. The survey, which is required by HUD for federal funding, serves as a tool to assess how homelessness is changing and where resources should be targeted. This year, community volunteers will assist at locations. The count includes a complete look at race, gender, and unsheltered individuals. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.